Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That was Dame coming down, Michael. You know, we haven't been in a county final for 29 years, so absolutely delighted, kind of straight after the match. Thrilled to be back there again. We've put a lot of work into building, you know, some young lads coming through in the last couple of years. A lot of work being done at underage level, at street league level. And, you know, we're beginning to reap the rewards of that now. And, you know, it was great to see all the young fellas on the pitch tonight. And, you know, we're delighted to be there. We've had a tough group. You know, we were weary coming down today. Newtown, like, we have won their last two games, and but I think we played really well early on in the game to set the tone for how the game was going to go. And look, first time back there, so we're delighted.
You could hardly have believed what was happening in the opening quarter of an hour.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We were really good. We played really good. You know, it's the game we want to play at our level, so it was. We were delighted with it. Kind of lost our way, but after Newtown was sent off, you know, we kind of changed around a few things that we weren't happy with. And, you know, after the red card, I think we had 3 shots on goal and they had 12. You know, that's probably a bit strange and a strange stat. But look, we regrouped at half time. And, you know, I think once we got the goal straight after half time, tacked on a couple of points, that was game set and match at that stage. And it was probably a step too far for Newtown to come back.
You mentioned what happened after they had the man sent off. Like, he sort of lost your way, and I'd say you were relieved to get him in at half time.
Yeah, we did. Kind of, you know, whether that's kind of a feeling that, you know, that we were, I think we were up at, you know, I think we were 10 or 11 points up at the time. Whether lads kind of took their foot off the pedal a small bit, thinking that, you know, they have a Newtown and Down a man now at this stage. Like, but they're a very pro club, and they responded and reacted really well. And, you know, we needed half time to come along, because all of a sudden we were back in a situation where we were, you know, only 5 points up at half time, having been comfortably in the first half, like 20 minutes gone. Like, we were 10, 11 points up and looking very comfortable. So just needed a chance to regroup. You know, maybe showed a bit of a lack of experience there in the first half, but we learned from it.
And then the start of the second half, in a way, like, the game was over.
Well, the game was never over until the referee blows the final whistle, but we got a great start to the second half again. We opened them up really well. We got a fantastic goal, and look, that kind of gave us the cushion then to drive it on. Playing with, you know, with the extra man, we were able to get organised in the back. Had a bit of an advantage with the wind in the second half, and fellas worked really, really hard, and that's what I'm delighted with.
What have you done different this year now that has seen you come through the group stages, into the semi-final, straight through the passage into the semi-final, and now into the final? Can you put your finger on what you've done different?
I can, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to keep it a secret. You know, it's hard work. It's down to hard work. There's been, you know, we won the minor county a couple of years ago, and there's a lot of good young fellas coming through. But there's some really good guys there with a lot of experience as well. You know, Jamie Burns, Owen Keane, Damien, Billy, all guys who've been given the Bars massive service, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, it was great for them. I'm delighted for them, like, you know, after all their years of service, that they get a chance to play in a county final.
It must have been really frustrating over the last, 29 years that she didn't manage to lift Sean Ogue, and now you're back in the final, meeting the Rockies for the first time in 40 years. Maybe City Hurling is starting to come to the fore again.
Well, that's a stat I wasn't aware of. Like, you know, the last time we played Blackrock was it 82? Yeah. So look, it just goes to show that the fact that we haven't played each other in the county final for 40 years, what has happened in the meantime. You know, they've had some troughs as well as we've had. They've been back there the last couple of years. They're an experienced team. They've won counties. You know, so they're more experienced than us going into the county final. So, but look, we've been building to this. We've been trying to. This was the aim all the time. Get the young fellas to the county final, and hopefully get some of the older fellas to be there as well. So, look. delighted for all the hard work that's gone in over the years, and great to see this, you know, great bar support down here today. So we look forward to the county final in a few weeks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.